Sophie, what age did you realize that you were an ace with a netball?
The time I realized I was actually getting good is when I had to choose between my basketball and netball, because I was both in high academies and it got to the point where I was starting to choose one because the training got so intense and I chose netball.
How were you in those early years? Did you play much at school? Were you in any regional leagues?
So in year four, I did my first team, and then I was school captain, and then I just kept going through regionals, counties, all of that. And then I finally got my break at a tournament when I was age 14, and I got to play with the Maverick Stars, and then that's when I got asked to be a training partner.
Is that how you were spotted by Mavs? I mean, what was that like when they finally saw you and thought, yeah, come and join us?
Yeah, it was exciting because obviously to get picked to go to the tournament where I was playing with the likes of Steffi Burt, who was an original Maverick, and to get the opportunity was good. But then to get the opportunity to then go and train with them, I was a bit like, "Whoa, that's a bit exciting!" And then it just built up from there, which was really good.
Name some of the players that were about with Mavs at that time.
At that time, you had like Shauna Craig, you had Steffi Burt, like Mickey Austin was there with us, Josie Huckle, I believe, was there. But we were also linked with the likes of obviously the senior team, but because I was in the NPL, but obviously like Sasha was there, Camilla was there, so all the big timers were in the senior team at that point, but which I had no clue of, which was quite funny.
You will have had so many good memories of being there over the years.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Just people like having Sasha, Lindsay, Nada, Sophia, off the top of my head, there must be
Oh
so
my
many
gosh.
stories.
Yeah, it's crazy because like you think of how like obviously the teams change, but you kind of forget like where people some originally started. So like obviously, I think in my first year as seniors, Karen was coaching us, and then Camilla was there, Sasha was there, Kadeem was there, Nader was there, Vicklin was there, Rose was there. Oh, it was just so many names, and you kind of think like, whoa, I started good. I started with a good team.
And that would be the best part of being there for such a long time as well, wouldn't it?
Oh, of course, like and as well as like. They leave, some new people come in, some experience and all types of people. But even like when you come on court, like no doubt, like when I played Team Bath, me and Layla was like, oh, hello. So it's always like, of course, you're always going to have that friendship with people, even after just one season. Do you know what I mean?
And even now, is there somebody that you look forward to playing against?
Not really. Like, of course, I look forward to every game. But I think it will be a funny one when I come up against Mavericks because obviously we train so much. I trained so much with these people last year, so now I'm actually in a game against them. So I'm a bit like, oh my God, don't bully me.
You mentioned Karen then. How much of an influence did she have in your career?
Karen was a massive influence to me. I believe her training obviously got me to where I was in the Super League at the start, and from that training, I got my England opportunities from that. So I give full credit to her. Like, she pushed us hard, and it was quite an experience to have her as a coach, and I was very lucky. Well, I consider myself very lucky.
What's the best piece of advice?
Best piece of advice.
Somebody in the crowd shouting, shoot!
Always people shouting at me to shoot. The best piece of advice that I probably give to myself is I have to enjoy it. I've been through times where I haven't enjoyed it, and I don't ever want to be in that position again. And I'm enjoying it now, so I don't see why I shouldn't enjoy it for many years to come. So that's my advice to anyone, and especially myself. I have to enjoy it because then I put all my effort into it.
I think it was around about in 2014, Tamsin named you as one to watch in the Super League. How did you feel when you'd heard this?
I mean, I was like, Tamsin, don't put pressure on me. But no, like, it's cool, like, especially from her as well, from her caliber of coaching. Like, of course, it's a shock to be named from her, but like, also kind of like, oh, damn, like, maybe I am all right at playing netball. Yeah, that was a big shout out from her. I appreciate that.
The league was still quite young in that stage, so what was that like, and how have you seen that develop?
Well, definitely from now, we've got internationals coming from all over the place, which is up in the league so much. And obviously, like with the England Roses, they're stepping up their game as well, competing against Australia and New Zealand, like almost getting them wins from Australia. So, like, the league is stepping up, the intensity is stepping up, and like the whole netball foundation. Like, training ain't like what it used to be. Of course, it would be intense, but there's so many more opportunities and there's so many more facilities, like S&C, physio, rehab. And of course, you'd have that before, but it's kind of more looked at in more depth, I feel. So the netball as a sport has definitely increased overall, I think.
I've done my research for a change, and you actually went on to replace Rosie on that England netball tour to Australia. Doesn't get much better than that, doesn't it?
Yeah, that was all right. I mean, I feel like quite a lot of, like, I've had a few fair opportunities where I have been lucky enough to replace someone. And, of course, that was unfortunate for them, but it was fortunate for me just to try and get that experience under my belt and kind of boost my netball up, for sure.
Have there been any more as well as that? Does that take the biscuit?
I'm kind of, if an opportunity arises, then I will definitely take it. But for now, I'm kind of just enjoying where I'm at, the level that I'm playing. And who knows, maybe I'll put myself down for something one day. I don't know.
How about somebody that you admire most in the England game? Maybe a Rose?
In the English game?
Yeah.
I mean, credit to Helen. Like, I don't think... Helen, oh my gosh. So, like, obviously, when I played England for, like, under-19s, I was playing with Helen Housley then. And, like, that was good. But she is on fire now in Australia. I mean, she just posted a picture up earlier and her abs were ripping and I was like, damn, girl! But, no, honestly, her game... That has gone through the roof, and I am rating her for sure.
So the new season at Team Northumbria, you said you were obviously appreciative of everything Mavs did for you, but
yeah,
a challenge that was just too good to turn down?
I mean, I think even like outside of netball, I wasn't really enjoying myself, like with my work, and I kind of needed a whole change of scenery, not just from netball, from outside. And when I got the opportunity like her, first time ever move away from home and then do something new with my job. So obviously I was doing personal training before, but now I'm doing actual more netball coaching than personal training, and that's like kind of more refreshing because it's less hours and I get to spend more time on my netball, which is heavenly. So yeah, and then maybe who knows, next year I'll swap it around, maybe go to personal training more than netball coaching. But the change up in my personal lifestyle was needed, and I think that was the main decision for me to make it a little bit more happier.
How are you finding things so far then? I mean, how's the atmosphere around the team?
Oh, it's awesome. Like, obviously I'm living with Chiara Simple and Tamsin Moala. I'm kind of getting the uni experience, so living with younger people, obviously not my mum and dad, but of course I miss my dogs. But even experiencing that itself, like, I kind of got to be a bit more independent than what I was before. And I feel like I've grown up a little bit, surprisingly, which most people will find outrageous. But yes, I have grown up a little bit. It's definitely better, and I've got less travel now. So I only have to, like, walk to train in 10 minutes, which is a massive relief. So, yeah, it's a lot more calmer, but with more intensity, I feel.
Two games in, but obviously the right choice. The mix of players nice as well. There's that relation with Ash from last year and Tony as well. How's the squad bonded, I suppose?
It's crazy because, like, of course, you've got Ash's age. And then I don't think we've actually got that younger people this year. I think maybe Chiara and Aman are young babies. They're only like 20. So really, I'm actually quite a young one. Well, I thought I'm young. No, it's good. Like, I mean, come on. Ash, Haley, they don't act their age. They're young at heart. So... we're all really the same age. I see it in my eyes, anyway.
Bath was at loss. Lightning was loss as well, but it's still early days. So, as a squad, how did you reflect on those scores?
Like I say, like, it's only game two. I mean, it would be amazing if we came out with two wins and had, like, an amazing start to the season, but it doesn't go our way all the time. So, we have stuff to learn. We know that we can create good starts, but now we just need to focus on how we can maintain it and how we can just push on in the second half and, like, battle with the team even more. So we definitely have stuff to work on, but we can just build on our strengths as well. So it's not totally a negative thing because, obviously, of course, we want it to win, but the losses mean we have something to focus on now.
Thunder next Friday.
Thunder next. Oh, yes. I mean, we played him in pre-season before. Admittedly, the first time round, yes, it was a very good match for us. Second time round, not so much, but we looked at our video, we know what we've done wrong. So again, we just have to focus on what we have to do right. And then hopefully that will settle the score.
And I just wondered, is there anything in particular you wanted to achieve personally by joining Team Northumbria this year?
I think I just want to be a little bit more happier with my life. I know that sounds like really weird to say, but like I just genuinely want to feel like relaxed in my life, stress-free and enjoying netball, which I am doing so far. So as far as I know, like Team Northumbria has done it. They've done very well for themselves, for me.